This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. As the world's population increases, so does the demand for food. One way to keep up with that demand would be, logically, to just produce more food. Some argue that a better strategy would be to simply stop wasting so much. Granite geek David Brooks writes about food waste for his column this week in the Concord Monitor, and he joins me now. Welcome, David.
Glad to be here.
You write this week, David, that a better approach to feeding the world's growing population might be to just eliminate waste. And one way to do that would be to eat more so-called ugly food. What do you mean by that?
Ugly food or oddball food? Yeah, definitely. And eliminating waste is almost always the cheapest and easiest way to fix any problem. I mean, in energy, that's what they always say, the low-hanging fruit in energy is not producing more electricity, but just wasting less of it. It's the same thing, really, with food. It's difficult, frankly, to produce a lot more food than we are now. We've gotten very, very good at it. So the question is, how can we make sure that more of the food we grow actually gets to people? And the estimates are, frankly, my column was prodded in part by a large series in the newspaper The Guardian, which estimated that as much as 50% of the food grown in the United States for people doesn't make it to people. You know, it just gets thrown away or fed to animals or just plain wasted. So the question is why is that? And there's a number of reasons, but one of them is you and I and other people like us, when we buy food, we've come to have unrealistic expectations of what it should look like. If it isn't perfect, we don't buy it. And so it ends up being thrown away.
And is this imperfect food any less good for us?
A lot of it is just fine, which is why there have really been some efforts to try and specifically sell this kind of food to us. There's a company that tried oddball produce, and there is one out in San Francisco called Imperfect Produce, both of which specifically sell fruits and vegetables that kind of, you know, don't look like the pictures they have in the cooking magazines, but still taste perfectly fine and have all the nutrients, and there's no reason that we can't eat them.
Could a better marketing campaign really convince people to buy a bruised apple, for example, if there's a perfectly good apple sitting right next to it in the grocery bin?
Yeah, no, bruised could be tough. But if it's a weirdly shaped apple, you know, one that looks like Richard Nixon or something, instead of the round one you expect, then probably a marketing could help sell that. I don't see why not. I mean, one thing that might help, actually, at least here in the Northeast, is sort of the increased emphasis on farmers markets and CSAs and your home gardening, because we've gotten more used to the fact that things look actually kind of weird when you grow them. I got, you know, carrots that come out of the ground that don't look anything like the carrots they sell in the store, but they still taste perfectly fine, although they're a little hard to peel. Perhaps that is teaching us more. I think oddball or imperfect or kind of a funny name like that can help.
And you write in this week's column also that there's another organization called NH Gleans, which is taking a different approach to eliminating some waste.
And I believe there's actually more than one group that does this, is that they go into farmers' fields and they glean, which is I don't know if it's an archaic verb, that basically means to gather up food that has not been harvested. So they go in after the farmer goes and harvests and they glean up the stuff that the farmer didn't pick up because people like you and me wouldn't buy it. And then that food is used for, you know, charity or some other source. So that's one way to do it, but that's sort of a band-aid approach. I mean, that's kind of like saying, oh, the problem's unsolvable, so we're going to have to do this weird extra thing to try and minimize it. It would be better if more of the food that's actually grown ends up with you and me, and part of that is for if you and I pay money for it, and that is what farmers need.
So give us a wild prediction, David. Do you think people will, as they become more aware of it, start to actually opt for the ugly food and reduce waste?
I could see it becoming a niche market, sort of the way CSAs and farmers markets were 20 years ago. They were just a little tiny thing that was done. Sort of people went out of their way to do it because it made them feel good. I could see that happening, whether it would move much beyond that, whether you'll go into, you know, your market basket and see right in the produce aisle, you know, goofy-looking green peppers. I'm less optimistic about that.
Well, David, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's a reporter for the Concord Monitor and the writer who would eat any food so long as it fuels his geekiness at graniteGeek.org.